Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, this is for you owners out there of the Echo 4th or 5th generation Dot. The Echo Dot 4th or 5th generation, this will work with either one of those. So the Dot, the one I'm talking about, is the one that's like a big round sphere. It looks like an oversized softball. That is what this is for. Now, what this is for is this is to basically give you a portable battery dock that you can put your Dot on. You can carry it around from room to room. You can carry it outside, by the pool, wherever you want to carry it. It's going to give you power for your Dot when it's not plugged in to an electrical outlet. So this is going to give you approximately 5 hours of playtime with your Dot before it needs to be recharged. Now, it's a neat little base. It's got a rubber, big rubber foot around the bottom of it, a big rubber base on the bottom, so it's not going to slide around. It's not going to scratch your surface of your countertop or your table or whatever. It's got kind of a cuppage system. So you've got this base. You guys can picture a base. It's wider at the bottom, gets a little more narrow as it goes up. And then at the base of the base, or the top of the base, I guess you'd say, it has kind of a little cup that flares out. And that cup is where your Dot sits in. So it's got its own little throne. It's basically like your Echo Dot is sitting on its own little throne. And now the cool thing about this is you can actually leave this plugged in and use your Dot regularly until you need to take it, you know, make it portable or whatever. And then you can just unplug your Dot cable from the back of this and then take this wherever you want with your Dot on it and get your playtime. And then when you're done with it, go back and plug it back in to your Echo Dot AC plug, the adapter that goes in the back of your Dot. But instead of going in the back of your Dot, it'll be going in the back of this base. And then this base will power your Dot. So, and now let's talk about that. So in the package of this charging base, you're going to get, of course, the base itself. And then you're going to get a tiny little cable. This is a little male-to-male cable. And once you set your Dot in the base itself with, of course, the flat part of the Dot is going to go against the flat part of the top of the base, you're going to twist it around so your AC port on your Dot is actually facing out toward the back. And there is an opening cut into the base where your Dot's AC port is going to be lined up exactly with. So you won't have to worry about it. Just twist it around till you feel your AC port is poking through that little opening in the back of the base. And then in the box, you're going to take this little male-to-male cable. You're going to insert into the back of the base. Okay, in the back of the base, there are two round ports for plug. The one on the left is for this little male-to-male tiny little cord. And then the one on the right is where you plug in your Echo Dot cord itself. So I'm going to take this little bitty male-to-male a connector that they give you in the box, and I'm going to take one end and plug it into the back of the base on the left side, and then I'm going to take the other end and plug it into the AC port of the Dot that's facing out that little opening. So they will line up with each other, and it's just enough length on this little connector to reach it from the back of the base to the AC port on your Dot. And then when you plug it in to the back of your Dot, you're going to have one plug going into your Dot, and then you're going to have the other plug going into the left side of the back of the base. And that's also kind of what holds your Dot in the base itself, this little bitty rubber connector cord. Because when it's plugged in, your Dot is not going anywhere. It's basically kind of locked into place. So now we are ready. Because I've already charged this up, the minute I plugged this little connector piece in from the base to the Dot, it powered it up. So now if I was to press a button on the Dot, Well, let's give it just a second to power up. You know how dots take a little bit of time to come up once you attach power to them. So let's give it just a minute. The cuppage of this little throne that your dot sits in on the back stands about an inch and a half tall. And then it gets a little more narrow as it gets towards the front of your dot. But all your buttons on your dot are still exposed completely the way they were. They're easy to press. They're easy to get to. Nothing is covering them up or anything. All right, we should have power now. There it is. Okay, so mine is, I'm going to say, Alexa, what's the weather?
The current weather is 38 degrees Fahrenheit with partly cloudy skies. Tonight, you can look for mostly clear skies with a low of 32 degrees.
Okay, so that is my dot on this base with no AC plug plugged in to the back of it. This is just the power of the battery that's powering my dot. So now you can play music. Alexa, play music.
Sure. Here's Apple Music on Sonos. Sorry, on Sonos is offline.
I hate when it does that. Alexa, play music on bedroom dot.
Sure. Here's Apple Music.
Okay, so there it is. And now I can carry this with me outside. I can carry it to a neighbor's house. I can carry it to by the pool. I can carry it into the garage. I can carry it from room to room, whatever I want to do. And I've got a portable speaker here on this dot. Good music, too. Alexa, pause the music. So that is how easy this is, guys. Like I said, this is going to give you up to 5 hours of playtime. When you're done, just like I said, 5 hours of battery time. When you're done, just plug this back in. Leave the little connector plugged into your dot. Just attach your AC plug from your dot charging cable into the back of this base. It will keep it charged up for when you need it. It'll power the dot when it's plugged in, and then whenever you just disconnect that, you will have portable dockage of your dotage. There you go. So yeah, really, really cool portable power bank here that's built into this charging base. And, you know, 5 hours is a decent amount of time. I let this thing run in my room the other day for quite a while. And hours later, it finally died. But going to get nice battery. Of course, battery is always subjective. How loud you're keeping your dot, you know, that kind of stuff. So just know that. But it's an average approximately 5 hours of portability and of power to your dot. And you should never have to disconnect the connector from the dot. Sorry, I hit my dot. You're just going to plug in the dot plug and disconnect the dot plug when you want to take this portable. And because the new dots have the touch sensitive controls, I just tap on it and it plays music. Tap on it again. That, and there it is, it pauses music. And I think it'll even let me skip. Let me try that. So there's playing twice. Okay, no, you can't skip. You can only basically pause it and unpause it. That will also work if you set yourself an alarm, tap on it, and it will pause the alarm or stop the alarm, that kind of thing. But it won't let you, I thought it might, like if you tap it twice, it goes to the next song and so on, but it apparently doesn't do that. And it also acts as a thermostat or thermometer. If you have one of the newer dots, it has the built-in, temperature. Alexa, what's the temperature on bedroom dot?
Doesn't support that.
Alexa, what's the temperature in the bedroom?
The average temperature of bedroom is 69 degrees.
So there you go. It tells me my temperature there. Pretty cool. So yeah, guys, this will work with the fourth or fifth gen dot, just the big round one that looks like a big oversized softball. You've got your portable power base here, your portable charging base. You can take this with you. It doesn't add a lot of bulk to it. The base itself from the widest point up to the most narrow point is a little over an inch. And then from that point, it goes up with that little raised lip that goes around it. And like I said, that's about at the back, about an inch and a half. It reminds me like the heel of a shoe. And then as it goes toward the front of the dot, it's, thinner and more narrow. But overall, when I'm having this, my dot set in this, and this is on a table, it is about, I would say, 6 inches tall. And the base itself, width-wise, is going to be about, I'd say, about 4 inches in diameter. So it really doesn't add that much bulk at all to your dot, and you do get that nice ability to take it around with you wherever you want to go. So, all right, guys, these are brand new in the box. You get the base, and you get that little connector piece. Be sure that you do not throw your box away without getting that little connector piece out of it, because I almost missed it in there, and that is the only way that it's going to connect this base to your dot. So do not throw that away, box away, before you get that little connector piece out, because that is very, very important. So, but they're brand new. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.